Rocky 107.1, live on the line with us right now, Miss Leanne Womack. Leanne, thank you for joining us this morning. It's an honor to have you on the line with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, it's my understanding we're talking with you today because you got something cooking.
Actually, a very good way to put it, I do. I've partnered up with Banquet Select Recipes as I'm getting ready to put this record out because they have a new line of meals out, the Select Recipe line, and I tried these out when I was making this record, and I'd be in the studio for a while, and then I would take a break, come home, and was able to serve my family a good hot meal with vegetables and a good well-rounded meal and everything. And so I'm constantly trying to figure out ways to do my career and still be very hands-on as a mom. And so this was one great product that I thought, yes, I can tell people about this.
Oh, that's good. It's nice and convenient and affordable, too. It's called the So Good for So Little campaign.
Exactly. And they're actually already in stores, the meals are, and they're in the frozen food section, and they're $1.50 a meal, which is great for the times we're in now.
Yeah, that's a steal, and I think no matter what your economy situation is, I think all of us can afford that for a full meal.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about your music, because that's what we love about you, Leanne.
Well, good. Thank you. I have a new record coming out October 21st, and it's Call Me Crazy, and it has the new single, Last Call, which I hope people have had a chance to hear or see the video one.
Yes, we did preview that this morning to give everyone a little taste of that. So absolutely excellent. I'm just, as I said, I'm a huge fan of yours. And last night in town, or rather the night before last, we had Willie Nelson at the Glens Falls Civic Center. And I remember the Mendocino County line. So, you know, he did a little solo version of that, and it just kind of nostalgic to talk with you this morning.
Oh, it's good to hear that he's doing that in his show. We did a tour together right after that, and got to do it every night, which was great. And I love Willie so much, and he's written and made such great records over the years, and I'm a huge fan of his. And so I had a really good time working with him on that. And on this record, I have George Strait in for a duet, which is called Everything But Quits. And I have a song with Keith Urban called The Bees. So,
oh, you poor thing.
Somebody has to do it. It's hard work, though. But I had a great time making this record.
Oh, well, no doubt. And I think the last time I saw you at Glens Falls in concert, you were with the Duke Ellington Orchestra for our little Christmas concert tour, and that was great. I mean, you mentioned how you teamed up with Willie, and he's had such an influence, but to go from one aspect over to the Duke Ellington Orchestra, you really have a widespread range of different talent for not only just the country genre, but, you know, in all aspects of entertainment.
Oh, thank you. You know, I love all kinds of music, and I appreciate good music no matter what style it is. And I didn't get into country music because I was afraid to try something else or couldn't make it in some other genre or something. You know, I grew up in country music, and it's such a big part of my life. My dad worked at the country station there in our hometown in Texas when I was growing up, and I spent a lot of time there. And I've just always kind of felt like I belong to country music and sort of like it belongs to me, and I sort of go around and tell people about country music, and I just think it's American music, you know, it's a part of our culture, and I just want to make sure that everybody at least gets a chance to hear it before they decide, you know, yes, I like it or no, I don't.
That's what I tell them, you know, try it out.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize, you know, they have a stereotype image of country music, but it's changed and progressed so much that I think it's crossing over more genres, and that's why it's attracting so many more listeners.
Yeah, I think that country music has always been real eclectic as far as the styles that different record producers and writers and stuff draw from when they're writing or making records. But because, you know, we had big pop crossover records back when Owen Bradley was making records on Patsy Cline, and Eddie Arnold had a lot of crossover things, and
right.
Brenda Lee. So we've always had that in our genre. And to me, that just proves that country music has really always had a mass appeal. And I think we're continuing that today with the kind of music we're making.
So your new album, Call Me Crazy, debuting October 21st, with new music, Leanne, can we possibly expect a new tour?
Yep, there'll be new tour dates, of course. We're adding them all the time, and you can find those at leannewomack.com. I can't ever remember them all off the top of my head, but I do get out there and tour when I put a new record out, so there will be some, and you can check the website for those dates.
Well, thank you very much. Now, we'll look forward to seeing your CD in stores on the 21st, and, of course, we're loving the new single out of The Last Call, so thanks for a little taste of what to expect. And we'll look forward to seeing maybe some videos you got coming up, maybe, with CMT or DAC?
I hope so. We've talked about working with them with some things, so we'll have something out on those channels. And, of course, we do have a video for Last Call, which they're playing now, and I'm not sure what the next video we'll make will be, but we'll have another one shortly.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Leanne Womack. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Kate.